Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you all for being here today. I'm very excited. This is one of my favorite weeks in pro wrestling, one of my favorite weeks, period. I love AEW Revolution, and I'm very excited to be here with you all to talk about this Sunday's huge pay-per-view show. It's going to be an awesome event, and I'll try to get as many of your questions as possible. And if you're coming to the Scrum, hopefully I'll get to answer your question today. And also, for anybody who doesn't get their question in today, if you're at the event, I will stay and answer as many questions as I possibly can, try to answer everybody and make sure everybody gets to answer or gets to ask something and have it answered. And with that, Danny, we can start the questions.
Sounds great, Tony. We're going to start things off today with John Alba from the Takedown on SI, followed by Kevin Kellum with Sports Kita. John.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate the time as always. Tony, AEW Revolution, you guys have made very clear that, you know, pay-per-view revenue has been a big part of your model over the past 6+ years here with AEW. With the announcement of MyAEW and the international expansion there, is there any possibility that the platform could become a domestic distributor for pay-per-view, especially as some of the uncertainty with the status of the Paramount merger with Warner Brothers Discovery looms in the future?
Well, there's the last part, certainly. I think there's, I'll take those separately because I don't necessarily agree with the last part, but I appreciate the question, and I'm very excited about MyAEW, which is right now an international platform. The lifeblood of AEW is our relationship with Warner Brothers Discovery. Absolutely, pay-per-view is a huge part of our business plan, TV and pay-per-view. And through doing TV 52 weeks a year, and we've been on a tremendous run of TV and pay-per-views, the bulk of the revenue that allows us to run AEW and build the best wrestling roster in the world and put on great events like Revolution this Sunday is the TV and pay-per-view contract with Warner Brothers Discovery, which is a fantastic relationship, and I'm very excited about what's happening there and have great relationships all around with everybody involved. Very excited about the future landscape of media and the future of Warner Brothers, and have a great relationship with Paramount through the National Football League, which I think both sides have said and feel that there's just a fantastic relationship between Paramount and the NFL, and have been for many years. And I think the world of David Ellison, and I feel I have a very good relationship with him as well. And I admire him very much, and I'm very excited about what is to be the future of Warner Brothers. And with MyAEW, it's looking international. We have AEW in 150 countries, and so far we've had a great response to MyAEW abroad. This has really nothing to do with the incredible relationship with AEW and Warner Brothers Discovery, TBS, TNT, HBO Max, and a growing future landscape for Warner Brothers. So MyAEW, John, is really about international, trying to reach as many fans overseas as possible. We have fans all over the world, like I said, outside of the U.S. here, where that's where the bulk of the revenue is captured. But it's also, we're looking at fans in additional to that in over 150 other countries where AEW runs, and MyAEW services lots of those places with a fantastic product that's getting a great response for the launch this week. The team have done a really great job on it. We have really great digital minds, and I think the people that have worked on this are doing a great job. And so far, the fans who love AEW have responded really positively to it. It encompasses lots of different aspects of AEW in terms of the library and live TV and pay-per-views overseas. But again, right now that's an overseas play, and it is only intended to complement overseas what we're doing here domestically with AEW every Wednesday night on TBS and HBO Max, and every Saturday night on TNT and HBO Max, and this Sunday with the pay-per-view. Now, we work with a number of pay-per-view distributors domestically and internationally. We absolutely have great reasons for why we feel strongly about how great HBO Max is as a pay-per-view platform, and using Dynamite on TBS and Collision on TNT, as well as the simulcasts on HBO Max of those shows live on Wednesdays and Saturdays to drive a lot of pay-per-view viewership to HBO Max. So that is the domestic strategy. We certainly have great relationships with other distributors domestically and overseas. And MyAEW is intended to be something to supplement all the great ways that you can already watch an AEW pay-per-view internationally. And in the pay-per-view business, to your point, now that's a great, to the start of your question, I think that's a great point. We do work with a lot of domestic pay-per-view providers, including Amazon and of course, conventional cable and satellite providers and PPV.com. And now I think that does make sense potentially to look at some point on the pay-per-view side, but there's great value with HBO Max. And in addition to being able to get the shows and getting a great price point on the pay-per-views, it's also, I think, the best content overall. So it's a great deal. But as far as what you asked about MyAEW, we've had great feedback on the launch and we are really excited about it. I think, you know, but I thank you for addressing my AEW, but also giving me the chance to address the second part of your question. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. And thanks, Tony. Kevin Kellum with Sports Kita is up next, followed by Samantha Shipman with Power Bombshells. Kevin.
Thank you for the time, Tony. Appreciate it. Want to jump right in here. Your main event is a pretty ferocious world title match. MJF, a despised villain, Adam Hangman Page, a beloved hero. It has all of the good, you know, core elements of professional wrestling, but what is it about this match that feels different than maybe any time we could see it before? And there's a lot of people think there's some type of curveball, there's some surprise coming with this. How do you balance giving what is sold, the big, big match that people expect, with a surprise element? And that is something that general wrestling fans across the board expect on these major pay-per-view cards. How is this main event going to deliver for you and maybe give fans something they're not seeing coming?
Well, I think this is going to be a fantastic match, and it's very different than the past encounters. They've had great wrestling matches. Last year in the same arena, they began the pay-per-view with a fantastic wrestling match and have had a number of great matches over the years and built a fantastic rivalry. Going back to the very first year of AEW, we planted the seeds for it on the very first AEW event, Double or Nothing in 2019. They've wrestled on AEW Dynamite going back to the first year, and the rivalry really reached new heights last year and now is hitting a new high with the Texas Death Match, a level of violence that is unparalleled in any of the other fantastic wrestling matches that have happened over the years between MJF and Hangman Page. The world championship is at stake, and these are two of AEW's greatest world champions. From the very first segment where the AEW World Championship belt was unveiled at the original Double or Nothing, when the belt came out of the bag, those were the two guys standing there with one of the all-time greatest professional wrestlers, Bret the Hitman Hart, who revealed the championship belt, took it out of the bag, and it set the tone for what has been so far a fantastic run of almost 7 years of AEW events. And this is now the seventh AEW Revolution, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be an incredible event, and I can't wait. You know, it's looking through it. We've had so many great events over the years, and it's an amazing thing. You know, it's Hangman Page and MJF are people that go back to the very beginning of AEW. They have had incredible rivalries. The very first Revolution, they were both a huge part of the very first event, and they both, after that, became world champions in this company. And now, as we, I guess, approach nearly 7 years of AEW shows, looking back, these are two of our greatest stars, and it's very fitting that in the most brutal main event match of them all, the Texas Death Match, that these two would meet. They have a great history with each other. They have a great history with the world championship belt, both as champions has rivaled against each other in wrestling some of the top names in the sport. And Hangman Page has a very twisted history with this Texas Death Match and has been involved, in my own personal opinion, I think, in some of the greatest Texas Death Matches I've ever seen. And I'm very excited about MJF versus Hangman Page this Sunday at AEW Revolution. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, Kevin, and thanks, Tony. Up next is Samantha Shipman with Power Bombshells, followed by Cam Hawkins with Yahoo Sports Uncrowned. Samantha?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to the Sunday. One of the matches that we have coming up is obviously Swerve Strickland versus Brody King. And Brody King has recently broken into the mainstream media and kind of outside of the wrestling bubble. How do you view that in terms of AEW's reach, getting outside of, you know, of the wrestling bubble, and how, and also how fans want to express themselves at shows?
Well, Brody King is one of our top stars. I'm very excited for the Brody King versus Swerve Strickland match at AEW Revolution this Sunday. Brody King has built a great reputation in the world of professional wrestling as a top star. He's won championships here in AEW, been a multiple-time world champion here, and has competed in other promotions and been associated with other media. I saw Brody King appear on Tim Robinson's show many years ago, and I think that was before Brody ever worked in AEW. And he is a fantastic wrestler, and also, as I've said before, he has strong personal views. The views that Brody expresses, that's coming from him, from the heart. And one of the things about AEW is you'll hear people be and express that really authentic self, and it comes across in the wrestling. It's where the best wrestle, and Brody absolutely has gotten a lot of attention, and he's also a great wrestler. So I think, you know, we have always put the focus of the sport, because it's a wrestling league, and I think the individual views of the wrestlers, you know, it's good for people to be able to express them, but also it's great that Brody has great support from the fans all over the world, everywhere we've gone traveling, whether it's the US, Canada, Mexico, the UK, Australia, so many places we've taken AEW, and there's great support for Brody everywhere we've been. And I'm sure there will continue to be, because he's a fantastic wrestler. Thanks for asking.
Thank you, Samantha, and thanks, Tony. Cam Hawkins with Yahoo Sports Uncrowned is up next, followed by a write-in from Brian Zillum with PW Torch. Cam.
Hi, Tony. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I was curious about your thoughts creatively on the main event. We've seen situations where a wrestler will challenge for the title and it be a last time to challenge match, or, you know, can't compete for the title anymore, like to varying levels of success. What is it about a stipulation like that creatively that excites you and interests you in having that be kind of a centerpiece of your main event?
Well, it's something that in both cases that it's come up in AEW before big matches, where potentially somebody would put that at risk. I can think of two big cases. You know, there have been other cases too where somebody wouldn't challenge a certain person for the championship again while they held the championship. And that makes sense to me, especially if somebody's getting a rematch, or if there's a reason for somebody to want to put that at stake. And it makes sense for the champion and the challenger. It's a very unique case in what's happening here with MJF and Hangman Page. You know, in both cases, you have wrestlers that feel really strongly that wanted to put it up, whether it was Cody Rhodes in AEW many years ago or Hangman Page, which are two prime examples of somebody wanting to put that at stake. Now, in Hangman Page's case, he has the chance to write history this Sunday. And I think it's a very interesting thing. Obviously, we saw, to your point, somebody's put this at stake before in AEW. and it didn't go their way. So now, and that person has taken a different turn and flourished in their wrestling career. And in this case, it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. Absolutely, for Hangman Page versus MJF, as I extensively just spoke about, I think these are two of AEW's greatest stars, and they've built a great rivalry, had great matches over the years, and they're going to take the rivalry to a new level of brutality this Sunday with the Texas Death Match at AEW Revolution. And I believe that Hangman Page is somebody who's very personally motivated. He's got a huge grudge, and he's heavily motivated to regain his championship and also to wrong, you know, frankly, MJF has wronged him, and to be wronged multiple times by the same person and to see that person flourish. I understand the emotional state Hangman's in, and often when Hangman's in that state, it can mean a very violent night for everyone involved. So I think it's going to be a great Texas Death Match. I can't wait for this. And the rivalry has gotten a lot of attention, and the stipulation of a Texas Death Match brings a promise of brutality and violence and excitement. And Hangman Page now asking for this stipulation that is a self-imposed promise that he would not want to challenge for the championship again if he is not victorious. It puts certainly added pressure on the shoulders of Hangman. And I think every time we've seen Hangman in these Texas Death Matches, it's always been very exciting. Hangman and MJF last year had a fantastic wrestling match at AEW Revolution. They've had a lot of great wrestling matches, and I'm really excited to see them now in a Texas Death Match at AEW Revolution with so much at stake and such a personal rivalry. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Cam, and thanks, Tony. Tony, I have a write-in here from Brian Zillum with the PW Torch, and after that, we're going to go to Amy Nemedy with WrestleJoy. So Brian writes, Tony, AEW pay-per-views often feature very stacked cards. When putting together a show like Revolution, how do you balance giving major matches the time they need while still maintaining the overall pacing of the event?
I think this is going to be an excellent show. I'm very excited to have such a great crowd in one of the best arenas in sports, in a great city for pro wrestling, and one of AEW's very top markets with Los Angeles and the Crypto.com Arena this Sunday. And the fans in person and everybody on pay-per-view are going to be treated to see great wrestling matches starting on the 0 hour and all through the pay-per-view. We put on fantastic shows every week with AEW Dynamite and AEW Collision. You see these rivalries build, and this is where so many of these rivalries will culminate. Twists will happen, turns will happen, things will happen that will necessitate more matches and exciting new matchups, and we'll continue rivalries. We'll start new rivalries. I love pay-per-views, and I think in AEW, when we have so many great rivalries on television and so many fantastic wrestlers, because AEW is where the best wrestle, I believe that it's helped us build a reputation on pay-per-view that has been earned by the wrestlers and the fans in the arenas and supporting the shows, that AEW puts on great pay-per-views with great fans that love the matches. And our fans watch the shows. They come and they're very smart wrestling fans. So I think they're excited to see so many of the top rivalries that have been developing on Dynamite and on Collision in what has just been a tremendous run for Dynamite and Collision since our last pay-per-view. And going into our last pay-per-view was also a great run, which I also thought was a great pay-per-view. So just a really great run for AEW in general. We're coming off a very successful award season with a number of awards, including a number of the publications represented here today, with AEW receiving the selection of the Sports Illustrated Pro Wrestling Promotion of the Year, winning Numerous awards from great publications that are represented here today. Again, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, Yahoo, the New York Post, Fightful, Self Made, all these great wrestling publications that had votes and have given awards for the best wrestlers, the best events, and the best promotions. And anytime you get recognition like that from the fans and the writers and the media like yourselves, I really appreciate that, because I think pro wrestling is very unique. It's the only sport where the fans watch year round and the media works year round. And unlike other sports where the sports writers have an off season, the media work really hard. They watch a lot of wrestling, and to get the recognition from the panels of journalists, it means a lot. And to get the recognition from the fan votes, it means a lot. And now we have, I believe, great momentum in 2026. And there's been fantastic television happening on Dynamite and Collision every week. And now so many of these rivalries are going to build and erupt this Sunday. And I think our fans get really excited for that. So that's always the goal with the AEW pay-per-views. And I think this one in particular has so many fantastic matches and a lot to look forward to. And with the great run of television that we've been on, people can know that they'll have a lot to look forward to on Revolution this Sunday.
Thanks, Tony. And thanks, Brian, for the write-in. Up next, we have Amy Nemedy with WrestleJoy, and we'll follow that with Andrew Baydala from Final Bell Media. Amy.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am doing great. I would really love to talk with you about the TBS and Women's Tag Team Champion, Willow Nightingale, heading into Revolution. So not only has she made history with Harley Cameron as the inaugural Women's World Tag Team Champions, but she will be making history again this weekend as the first woman to pull double duty championship defenses on both Zero Hour and pay-per-view, which we haven't seen, I believe, since MJF at All In with those two types of matches. Can you talk a bit about that historic rise of Willow Nightingale heading into Revolution, and especially as that impacts the women's division as a whole? Thank you.
Well, that's a great point. I think that Willow Nightingale is one of the best wrestlers in AEW. She's been with us for years and has risen to be a top champion in singles and tag teams. She's the face of TBS, is the TBS champion, and a world tag team champion, teaming with Harley Cameron as the Babes of Wrath. And Willow certainly has an exciting night ahead of her. She'll have a really tough test and should be an exciting match, Willow versus Lina Cross. And Lina Cross has attacked Willow and left Willow laying three times now. And Willow certainly holds a grudge. And we've also seen a very exciting tag team forming of Megan Bain and Lina Cross. It looked like we were about to get some great action from a new trio of Megan Bain, Penelope Ford, and Lina Cross, and I still expect that we will, but that's been put on hold. It was against their opponents. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford were taking on Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, the Babes of Wrath, and Penelope Ford got put out injured. And now we've seen Lina Cross step in that night into the match and cause a disqualification, but also step in and form a very effective tag team with Megan Bain. They picked up the win versus Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa last week on Collision. The Timeless Love Bombs, one of the top teams in AEW, two of the top stars, and another great team that would be in contention for championships anytime. So then, with a great win like that, it makes sense for Megan Bain and Lina Cross coming in challenging for the tag team championship. Lina Cross is also somebody Willow's got a personal grudge against and put out the challenge and wants the one-on-one match. It's a defense for Willow, and Willow having been put down three times, and also somebody that has shown she'll defend the TBS championship any place, any time against top competition, whether it was Persephone, one of the most impressive people we've seen come up to AEW, somebody who's a great signing for both AEW and CMLL and has a very bright future. That was a fantastic match last night, and I hope to see them compete again with Willow Nightingale and Persephone. And I thought that Willow Nightingale is somebody who would love to step up to the challenge, and she's very eager to defend both championships. So it's a unique situation, but you have a fan favorite who loves wrestling in front of the fans and holds two championships, and in this case, isn't going to hide behind that to withhold a defense of either championship. I would completely respect it if Willow said, look, I only want to defend the one championship that night. I think that would be a very normal perspective for a wrestler to have. But in this case, she was adamant. And I think that speaks to what a fighting champion Willow Nightingale is and the Babes of Wrath are as a team. So I'm really excited about AEW Revolution. It should be a great night. And Willow Nightingale will be, as you said, making history, competing twice at the event as a TBS champion and as a World Tag Team champion, and it should be a great show this Sunday. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Amy, and thank you, Tony. Andrew Baydala with Final Bell Media is up next, followed by Bill Pritchard with WrestleZone.com. Andrew.
Hello, Tony. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, doing great. Thanks for asking, Drew. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you. Last year's AEW Revolution at the Crypto.com Arena saw a match with MJF and Hangman Page. And now, fast forward a year, we have a main event with Hangman Page and MJF for the World Championship. Now, I know the repeat business is tough, not only in professional wrestling, but ticket sales and everything else. And you guys have done very well for this event. Was this something you envisioned a year ago, or is this just happenstance?
I absolutely believe we could be seeing Hangman Page and MJF fighting at the top, and that it was potentially the type of match that could headline any of the top AEW pay-per-views, including, of course, AEW Revolution, one of the biggest events in pro wrestling every year. And it is absolutely, to your point, very fitting that MJF versus Hangman Page is the Texas Death Match for the World Championship, and to see the turn the exciting stakes put on this match for Revolution this Sunday. Hangman Page versus MJF is a rivalry I felt could be showcased at the top of AEW for many years, which is why I wanted them to be involved in this segment with the World Championship being revealed for the very first time at AEW Double or Nothing, the very first AEW show. And from the very first event, they were both in the position of being in the spotlight as future World Championship challengers and potentially future AEW World Champions. And both of them have lived up to all the expectations and become top stars in AEW. And now to see them fight in this incredible type of match that has always delivered fantastic results when it comes to excitement and brutality. I can't wait for MJF versus Hangman Page at AEW Revolution this Sunday. And I believe that the match of this magnitude has been in the cards for a very long time. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Tony, and thanks, Andrew. Bill Pritchard with WrestleZone.com is up next, followed by Dave Meltzer with The Wrestling Observer. Bill? Bill, you need to unmute.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, I'm quite well. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. So I actually wanted to ask about Big Boom AJ is going to be wrestling on the card this weekend. I know the match isn't like final yet, but he said he's wrestling this weekend. I just kind of wanted to talk to you. You've been kind of kind about his involvement in the past few events when he wrestles, and just kind of wanted to see if his tenure in AEW's kind of informed your selection process when you're looking at maybe future celebrity involvement, if he kind of sets the tone for maybe wanting to have a repeat person come in rather than like a one-time appearance.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. I think it's an interesting question for sure, in my opinion. And people forget that Big Boom AJ is a trained wrestler, and that's what he did as a young man. He was a wrestler, and he went to school at Ohio Valley Wrestling and trained with people that work in AEW. And then he got away from wrestling and built a family and became a social media influencer and returned to wrestling. So it's an interesting thing, and I absolutely do think there can be good celebrity involvement in wrestling, but there's a perception of Big Boom AJ that it's somebody who came from the world of social media influencing and didn't have the wrestling experience. And AJ is an experienced wrestler and has great instincts, and I think that's helped him in building his following and helping build a family business. And the attention he brings and the influence that he helps AEW attain, it's something everybody's very cognizant of here, that Big Boom AJ is a very well-known person. And when he brings Big Justice and the Rizzler, they're really well-known personalities, and they're very nice people. And everybody really enjoys them. They have a very good response whenever they're at the shows. There's a lot of families and people in AEW, and people bring their kids to the shows. It's not unusual to see a lot of kids running around backstage at AEW. And in the case of Big Justice and the Rizzler, when they come to the shows, everyone enjoys them being there, and they're very well received. And Big Boom AJ is somebody that has a wrestling background, so I look at it differently, and everybody has their own unique experiences. But in his case, he's a trained wrestler, he's been through wrestling school and wrestled against people that work here and know him. So I think it's an interesting example. But again, every case is different, and that's why it's good to look at different people on a case-by-case basis. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Bill, and thank you, Tony. Dave Meltzer with the Wrestling Observer is up next, followed by Adam Bernard with the Sportster. Dave. Dave, you need to unmute your line still. We can hear you now, Dave.
Oh, you can? Okay. Tony, how are you doing?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm kind of following up on what John said in the first question. Since, you know, the Paramount deal appears to be the favorite, if not the final deal for WBD, it has led to a lot of speculation on, you know, whether it's good or bad for AEW. And I mean, people have looked at very extreme things on the bad side, and some, you know, on the good side. And obviously, it's more exposure if everything goes right. I think that the key thing is the fear that because UFC TKO is a big property on Paramount, that somehow that would doom you long term. And I don't think that you. What's your comment on that?
Well, I think. I'm glad you asked. To reiterate what I was saying to John earlier, I am very excited about the future at Warner Brothers. With the announcement of Paramount and Warner Brothers joining together, and again, to reiterate what I believe is the fantastic management and leadership of David Ellison coming in, I think that it's a really exciting time for AEW. And we've built a great relationship here. There's been a lot of changes since AEW arrived. I've been having conversations with Warner Brothers going back to 2018, and then we launched AEW in 2019 in partnership with Warner Brothers. And now, 7 years later, and the conversations have been taking place now for about 8 years, we built a fantastic relationship. And the great news is the new leadership are also people we have a fantastic relationship with, going through the NFL and a number of different media agreements, and people I really like personally and respect. And I think that it will be huge for AEW, because we know that we're going to be with TBS and TNT for a significant period of time already, and I expect to be with them for a long time to come. TBS, TNT, and HBO Max now have a very secure future, and there are going to be lots of other exciting platforms coming under the corporate umbrella, which I'm very excited about. You know, we started with AEW, and really all the shows were just on TNT, and now we have TNT, the fantastic platform. That was a huge step for us, and everybody was very excited and still is excited about it. It was a huge step to bring wrestling back to TNT. There hadn't been wrestling on TNT for, at that point, 18 years, and it's a history that goes back to 1995. Later, we brought in TBS, and now we have Dynamite every Wednesday on TBS, and that's, again, you have a period of history of about two decades where there was no wrestling on TBS, and that's a history that goes back to 1971. So we've then, you know, after that, expanded and really hit new frontiers and an exciting milestone in pro wrestling for AEW launching on HBO Max and to have wrestling associated with the pristine HBO name and reputation and get the benefit of reaching new viewers and people that primarily are watching TV and sports through streaming. It's exciting. And now that we've had the announcement and, you know, something I'm very excited for, to have Paramount coming in and to be able to bring in even more viewers through streaming and TV with all the great platforms that they'll bring in, including the viewers of Paramount Plus and their great TV channels, and all the exciting ideas and innovation that they're going to bring, and the technological expertise of the Ellison family. These are all things that I'm thrilled about. And there are tons of sports that exist on these platforms. I would love to be on the same channel as UFC. I have a great relationship with Dana White and Hunter Campbell. While their sister promotion is also in pro wrestling, and it is of a competitive nature there, I think that on my behalf, I would love to be on the same channel as UFC. So I see a lot of positive utility to that. And if it was up to me, and certainly these are all things that have to be worked out in the future with the new leadership, but I would love that. So however it works out, I'm sure they're going to make great decisions, because we have great new leadership coming in, and I'm very grateful to the current leadership and the people that have built up Warner Brothers Discovery and helped AEW grow. Again, it was years before David Zaslav came in and took over TBS, TNT, and HBO Max and all the Warner Brothers properties. Years before that we started on TNT, and we even started on TBS before he came in. But it was through him that we were able to expand and get Collision on Saturdays, which has become a fantastic vehicle and a fantastic show for us every Saturday. And he helped us launch on HBO Max, get the TV shows and the pay-per-views there, and introduce our library there, and has really been a fantastic advocate of the partnership. And he made the decision to extend the partnership. I spent a lot of time with David Zaslav and Bruce Campbell negotiating that deal and working together to put together an agreement that would allow AEW to sign the best wrestlers in the world and put on fantastic shows every Wednesday and every Saturday and expand the partnership in addition to Wednesdays on TBS and Saturdays on TNT to also include HBO Max for everything we do, all those shows and the pay-per-views. And now with more platforms and more opportunities coming and more changes at Warner Brothers, I think this will bode very well for AEW and our fans. And I'm very excited for it. So thanks for asking.
Thanks, Dave. And thank you, Tony. We've got just a few hands left here. So next up, we have Adam Bernard with The Sportster, followed by Sully Khan with Slam Wrestling. Adam. Adam, you still need to unmute.
Hey, how are we doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Hey, Tony, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. It's snowing here in New Jersey, but other than that, I'm good. I wanted to ask just to see if there was an update on the status of Samoa Joe. I know that there was recently a report that from Fightful Select that he was placed in concussion protocol. And I just wanted to see if you'd be able to provide any update on his status and when we could expect to potentially see him back in the ring. And as always, thank you for your time.
Well, Samoa Joe has been out injured. He's one of the greatest champions in AEW's history. And in my own personal opinion, I think Samoa Joe is one of the greatest champions in the history of pro wrestling. It's an honor to be associated in any way with Samoa Joe and Samoa Joe's career in the sport of pro wrestling. And he is recovering from injuries. And I'm optimistic that he'll be back in AEW soon. And I'm very excited for that. I always love working with Samoa Joe. I think he's one of the greatest professional wrestlers ever and one of the greatest minds and one of the greatest athletes of all time. And in my opinion, and I can't wait for him to return, but we're all very optimistic, and I'm knocking wood right now, literally, that we're all hopeful Samoa Joe will be on a positive track to return to AEW soon. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, Adam, and thanks, Tony. Just a couple more questions.
Hey, Danny, can I go back and supplement? I realized I left out something because when I answered Dave's question before, it was of his follow-up to John's question. Is it okay if I supplement something from the question prior, Adam? Great. Well, to your point, Dave, another thing I'm really excited about with this partnership is there's never been the opportunity to have AEW on a platform that carries the National Football League. And every AEW TV show has been, and I hope will continue to be, associated with Warner Brothers and through these partnerships, but absolutely also bringing in CBS and all the exciting things this could bring with the new sports division as well. And as someone who works as I do in the National Football League, going into my 15th season working in the NFL, I am thrilled that AEW is going to have a chance to be part of the media company that carries so many great NFL games. Some of the biggest moments of my life have happened and on CBS as part of the NFL. And I believe the power of the NFL is unparalleled in sports and media. And Paramount has been a great NFL partner. So the prospect of having AEW under the same sports umbrella as the NFL for the first time ever, that is also something that I am very excited about, the potential for that. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Final two questions here. First up, we have Sully Khan with Slam Wrestling, followed by Bill Bodkin with The Pop Break. Sully?
Hey, Tony. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for coming.
I hope you're enjoying the California sun. Toronto is very jealous at the moment. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Megan Bain. She's had a lot of instability in her tag team through the tournament, with originally Penelope Ford and then having Marina Shafir come in, now with Lena Cross. How would you say she's taken all this, let's say, instability and how has she been dealing with it?
It's a great question. Megan Bain is a fantastic wrestler, and I first worked with Megan Bain years ago, and she had an injury that put her out, and she's somebody I always thought had tons of potential and had stayed on AEW's radar through her injury and then her return. And I think Megan Bain is at her very best right now. She's fantastic in singles, tag teams, trios, blood and guts, any kind of wrestling match you put Megan Bain in, Megan Bain's going to excel. And I think she's one of the very best wrestlers in the world right now. And I love having Megan Bain in AEW. She's had great success in all competition. There have been some unfortunate injuries with her teammates, and Megan at points in her career has had injuries too, and that's part of sports and life in sports. And being able to work through that and excel even as your teammates are getting injured and at times you've been injured is a sign of a very tough athlete. And Megan Bain has great physical toughness, but clearly also great mental toughness, because she's overcome injuries in her wrestling career. But we've also seen Megan Bain overcome injuries to her partners and adapt. So she's been a great competitor, and it's helped her enjoy success throughout her wrestling career. And she has a stellar record and track record of delivering here in AEW. And I'd expect that to be the case throughout Megan Bain's career. I think she's a great, great wrestler. But to your point, there have been some tough breaks when it comes to the injuries with Megan Bain's partners, and Megan, I would add, at herself at times has had injuries. But I think that Megan Bain, through these events and through injury, whether it's herself or her tag team partners, has always persevered and gotten better and better. And that's clearly the case, because she's at her very best right now, I believe. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Sully, and thanks, Tony. Final question from the media today goes to Bill Bodkin with the Pop Break. Bill. Bill, you still need to unmute your line.
Yeah?
Yes, we got you.
Awesome.
Hey, we got you.
Hey. Great. So I have to, you know, last week, I believe it was last week, big Ring of Honor tapings down in Jacksonville. You made the comment that this is going to be potentially the new home of Ring of Honor. A lot of Ring of Honor fans want to know, is this kind of the foreshadowing of maybe an announcement that Ring of Honor has found a TV home outside of, I know everyone could watch it on Watch ROH for a very low price, but will we be seeing this on TV in the near future?
Well, those are your, thank you for saying that in your own words, by the way. I'm glad that you feel that you believe it's a low price and watching it there. But I agree with those sentiments, and I think we are building a great audience, and we have very good revenue that comes in through putting ROH on Watch ROH. And I've been looking out for media deals that make sense. And also there's going to be a lot of fantastic opportunities with all the thrilling changes happening in the worldwide media landscape, particularly the one that I've discussed at length today that I'm very excited about, which is the thrilling future for Warner Brothers, which as somebody who's tied to Warner Brothers for a long time to come and is very happy to be working with Warner Brothers for a long time to come and working for Warner Brothers for a long time to come, I'm really thrilled about this. So I think there's going to be more and more exciting opportunities, and I've been waiting for the right opportunity and trying to build up the ROH while we build AEW. And I think this is working well. I really believe it. I think AEW Television, Dynamite, and Collision are in a fantastic period, and I think the ROH shows continue to improve, and the wrestlers are getting better, and we're using more and more of them in AEW, which is the idea. And We're also having a fantastic run of ROH events and building consistently strong shows, which is also the idea. And it's a fun thing we're doing. Everybody was at the last taping backstage, seemed to really enjoy it. And there was a lot of agreement that this was a lot of fun. And people were looking forward to coming back next weekend for the next ROH taping. Tonight will be the second of the three episodes we taped last week. It should be a fantastic show again tonight. There's some big matches on tap, and next week some more big matches on tap involving some of the top champions in ROH. And I would expect that to be the case again next weekend when we have another stacked lineup of ROH wrestlers coming to Jacksonville for the next set of tapings. I think we've got great revenue coming in on watchroh.com right now for the Ring of Honor television. But as I mentioned, I'm really excited about the future of the AEW TV. I also believe we hold great cards for the future with the ROH TV, continuing to develop and build, and the AEW properties thriving at the same time. It's all working together very well. I am excited about ROH taking this next step in the evolution of the ROH TV show, and we're all having a lot of fun doing it. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks, Tony. We've got just a few minutes before the top of the hour, Tony, so I'd be happy to kind of tee up your closing thoughts, knowing that there's quite a few matches that weren't even touched on this upcoming Revolution card, from FTR against the Bucks for the World Tag Team Championships, to Mox against Takeshita for the Continental, Marina versus Tony. You know, there's a lot going on, so I'll let you take it away, but just to spark your mind.
Well, thank you, Danny. I really appreciate it. Those are fantastic examples. There's so many great matches up and down the card, and you also brought up people that are doing fantastic things in AEW. Those are great examples of some of the matches that I'm really excited about. Of course, FTR versus the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. John Moxley versus Konosuke Takeshita for the Continental Championship with no time limit this time. And of course, you mentioned Timeless Toni Storm versus Marina Shafir. All these matches, I'm really looking forward to them. You mentioned also, we're coming towards the end of my time, but I would be remiss not to talk about all those matches. And I would like to, I could do another media call at length just on each one of those matches, Frank. Talk about FTO and how happy I am to see them thriving in the rivalry and having the fantastic matches against each other, but also against different competition, and now finding their way back. And also I'm excited for that match, but also I know Matt and Nick are looking forward to getting some retribution for what FTR did to their family. It's a personal issue. And then to see FTR and Ciampa wrestling against Dem Bucks, and Mark Briscoe getting attacked and hurt. You know, nobody wants to see that. So I know there's a lot of fuel for the participants in this match, particularly when family is involved. And I know how strongly all four men in that match feel about their families, knowing all four of them very well and having a lot of respect for Matt and Nick and Dax and Cash. And of course, John Moxley and Konosuke Takeshita. Well, you mentioned that. I mean, that's just going to be an absolutely fantastic match. Those are two top stars in the world of wrestling, and the Continental Championship always means fantastic pro wrestling. Of course, no outside interference, and both of these men competed in the AEW Continental Classic. The tournament this year, I thought, was the best one yet. And now, with no time limit, we know that this is going to be an awesome, hard-hitting fight, and there will be a winner of this awesome match, Mox versus Takeshita. They had a fantastic 20-minute draw in Australia. They had a fantastic match in the Continental Classic. Takeshita won the match, but Mox won the tournament in the end. And this will be a fantastic match for the Continental Championship. Timeless Toni Storm versus Marina Shafir. The rivalry has, again, taken on so many iterations where Timeless Toni Storm and Marina have met in tag team competition. They've been interfered with. They wrestled at one point to a disqualification. There was outside interference. Marina Shafir interfered in Timeless Toni Storm's match against Megan Bain and Lena Cross. It helped Megan Bain and Lena Cross earn a tag team championship match, but also, again, fueled a competitive fire within one of the greatest champions ever in AEW, Timeless Toni Storm. She wants Marina Shafir one-on-one, no outside interference, nobody coming in. And I think it'll be a great contest. And speaking of great contests, I haven't gotten asked enough about what I think will be a great 2 out of 3 falls match with Chris Statlander versus the Toxic Spider, Tekla, the world champion, who, of course, won that championship from Chris Statlander in a fantastic strap match. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Chris Statlander this Saturday on AEW Collision, and looking forward to seeing the world champion along with the Triangle of Madness in action at Collision. Haven't really gotten asked, I think, enough about Andrade El Idolo versus Bandido, which I think will be a fantastic bout. I'm very excited to have that match, and looking forward to Andrade El Idolo also taking on another top international star, Máscara Dorada, in what should be a fantastic main event. I think you would not want to miss this match this Saturday on Collision before the pay-per-view on Sunday. We're trying to keep it going, delivering fantastic shows that you won't want to miss, that you'll want to see every Wednesday on Dynamite and every Saturday on Collision, and hope to keep the great run of AEW events going this Sunday with Revolution. Thank you for all attending this call. I really appreciate it. I hope I answered as many questions. I tried to give detailed answers, but also wanted to get through a lot of questions today. But if I didn't get your question in, hopefully I'll see you at the pay-per-view. I will stay and answer every question after the pay-per-view. And if I didn't get to your question today and you're not going to be able to make it to the pay-per-view, I'll do my best to get to your question next time. Thank you for attending these. To reiterate, we're coming up on 7 years since the very first AEW event, the original Double or Nothing. And it's incredible how far AEW has come. It's also incredible how many of you have been covering AEW year-round since the very beginning. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for covering pro wrestling and watching and covering AEW. I appreciate it. I think for the most part, almost everybody here is very fair and honest with their coverage and their opinions, and I appreciate it. And I hope that you all have a nice weekend, and I hope that you all enjoy AEW Revolution on Sunday. And thank you, Danny, for doing such a great job moderating the call.
Thank you, Tony, and thanks, everybody. We're now at the end of our time. We'll be distributing an audio recording to all attendees shortly. We thank you again for being a part of today's call. We're looking forward to you joining us for AEW Revolution in LA this Sunday. Have a great day.